Let's venture back to a legendary moment in the American West, the New Mexico Territory, July 14th, 1881. In the dark of night, Sheriff Pat Garrett corners a man who has eluded him for months, a famous gunslinger wanted for murder. Shots ring out, and the outlaw, Billy the Kid, 21 years old, boyishly handsome, falls dead. The legend of Billy the Kid, however, would live on. Biographies were published within months of his death, some of them mostly fictional, and even one by Pat Garrett himself. Later, writers spun his story for dime novels and big-screen Hollywood westerns.
I think they latched onto his story because he died young and because he seemed to personify so much about the Wild West.
Author Ron Hansen set himself the challenge of separating the man from the myth, like how many people the Kid actually killed. Accounts from the time were notoriously unreliable and offensive by today's standards.
In Pat Garrett's book, it was said that he killed one man for every year of his life, not counting Mexicans and Indians, which is an extraordinary statement. But we only have evidence of him actually killing four people, but mostly they were acts of self-defense.
Ron Hansen's new novel, called The Kid, is steeped in historical research, beginning with how the boy, born William Henry McCarty to an Irish mother, charismatic and a lover of books, became a notorious and wanted man.
He was